This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, October 19th. God's word to you today is enough. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 31, verse 19, and it says, "How great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world." God specializes in preparing a six-course meal and setting a table for his children in the presence of the world, including their enemies. You will not need any advertisement. God himself will do the advertising for you. I pray that God's goodness in your life will be so strong, it will be undeniable. Amen. That is the track record of the God we serve. If you are able to hide God's blessings in your life, it is because it is too small. Psalm 84 verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right." God will not withhold anything good from his sheep. Earlier on in our marriage, I would say to my wife, "If we do not have it yet, we do not need it yet." Let us say we do not have a car, for example. I would say to her that the reason we do not have a car is because we do not need it yet. My basis was, God will not withhold anything good from them that love him. I know that people may call this being naive, but I choose to be naive under the control of the scriptures. I choose the word over any man's wisdom. I choose God's word over the world's wisdom, because the word of God is the wisdom of God. So I say to her, if we do not have it, we do not need it. The day we need it, God will supply it. He will not withhold anything good from them that love him. I was and still am confident that what I do not have, I do not need yet. I trust my shepherd that if I am able to eat twice or once a day, that is what I need. Believe me, that is how much I trusted and still trust God. After all, how many times did God feed Elijah at the brook of Cherith? Twice a day. You can afford two meals a day, yet because you are comparing yourself to those eating thrice, you are cursing God. May God have mercy on you. Say amen. The food that God supplies is enough. What God supplies is enough for me. What he does not supply, I do not need it. And the basis of my confidence is, the Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. If it is good for me, God will not withhold it from me. He will give it to me. You have to trust God beyond your experiences. You have to trust God beyond what life is throwing at you. You have to trust God beyond even what you can see. Know that at his heart, God is a good God, the best Father. Why was David able to say, "Taste and see, the Lord is good"? It was because he had tasted. Like David, by the grace of God, I can say, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Can you? Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You are my shepherd. You are my guide. You are the Lord of my life. You are my King. You are my increase. You are my song. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you are, you are. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you are, you are, You are more than enough. I worship you today. You are more than enough. I worship you today. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.